Everybody knows there's a Tea Party movement out there. First, the establishment tries to deny it's real. And then when they can no longer deny it's real, then they mischaracterize. It's a movement of hate and prejudice. That's baloney. It's a movement of love for America and fear for our future. Now, but the numbers are just astounding. Because we're sitting out here feeling like we're outgunned and outnumbered by the left. And all of a sudden we took it right. There's something called Tea Party that's like the cavalry riding to the rescue. All of a sudden all the energy, all the effectiveness is on our side, and the left is scrambling to keep up with us.
How much of this is about Obama and how much of it is about the economic crisis?
Virtually none of this is about who Obama is, Obama himself. It's about what does he do. You can't take $750 billion and add it to an already existing ineffective $700 billion deficit and do anything except heap a burden on our grandchildren. It doesn't affect an improvement in the economy. It's about governing principles. Honor the Constitution. Yeah, I mean, why has this government strayed from the Constitution, indeed contemptuously run counter to the Constitution? Because we didn't do our duty and give this government the vigilant supervision that our forefathers warned us would be necessary. And I think it's extremely important. They've held themselves accountable before the office holders. Now they've gained the moral authority to go to the office holders and hold them accountable. And whether the Republican Party acknowledges it or not, if they take the majority in the House, which right now stands at about a 99% probability, they're going to have to acknowledge that they couldn't have done it had there not been this groundswell of movement across the country. One third of all the likely voters in this next election identify with this Tea Party movement. One third of those voters.
Personal question. I mean, you have been a professional politician. You've been part of the establishment. And you've been in Congress for many years. You've been a senior politician. You were leader of the House. So people who don't know you well, including myself, would think it's slightly surprising that you're now quite the other side, sort of trying to bring down elements of the establishment that you think are doing wrong.
The curiosity isn't that I was an establishment guy that's now on the outside shooting at the establishment. The most interesting, curious thing about me is how did this non-establishment guy, this outsider that never fit in Washington, this guy who is a professional economist who just merely changed jobs, left the university and went to Washington and never fit in, how did he ever get to be majority leader? Because I never fit in Washington. You talk to any Washington insider, they'll say, oh, Dick Armey, he was an outsider, you know. How did I get to be majority leader? Because of my work. It never was because of my politics, never was because of my schmoozing around. I didn't eat dinners. I think in all the years I was in Washington, I ate one meal with a lobbyist. I never brought an ounce of spending back to my district.
Okay, one final question. Looking forwards, 2012 is obviously in people's minds already. Are you going to be having an ambition to get someone you like in the White House, Sarah Palin?
No. Well, I tell you see again, this movement is never about personalities. Its durability and its impact on America should always be aside from individuals, myself included. The idea is always bigger than the man. The idea is always bigger than the party. The idea is always bigger than the moment. All right, now, what we want as a candidate from the Republican Party to face President Obama, who's already determined that he will lose the next election, so I don't worry about him being reelected. What we want is a small government conservative who has a very strong, compelling personality and work ethic that will define the policy initiatives by which we not only restrain government from further excesses, but peel it back and reform its behavior, and as it were, my daddy used to say, we're going to have to take you down a peg or two. This government has become such a burden to the American people and the American economy that it has to be taken down a peg or two. We will find that person.